We go next to a country where civil unrest led to years of war, the Russian region of Chechnya. Now the capital city, Grozny, which was flattened in that fighting, has been rebuilt, and locals credit one Chechen leader, as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
There's a brutal logic to what's happening in Chechnya. 8 years ago, then Prime Minister Vladimir Putin launched a war that helped reduce this former separatist province to rubble. Now it's being reconstructed under an enthusiastically pro-Moscow administration. In the main square of central Grozny, all I can see around me are brand new buildings and construction sites. As many here say, Grozny looks better than most Russian cities. But it feels like Big Brother is watching you. In portraits all over the city and throughout Chechnya, the stocky 31-year-old Ramzan Kadyrov, with his close-cropped beard and crew cut, looks down on the people. 8 years ago, Kadyrov used to be one of the rebels fighting Moscow's rule, but Putin appointed him president of Chechnya earlier this year. An outdoor cafe plays Russian music in one of Grozny's brand new parks. It seems that everyone here has the same opinion as teacher Rosa Makharbieva. She says under Kadyrov, life is better than it's ever been.
Our problems are being solved so quickly. Even we don't believe it. We have Ramzan to thank for that.
Outside Grozny, the countryside is very poor. Armored personnel carriers rumble past, and there are men in fatigues with Kalashnikovs everywhere. Southwest of Grozny, in a village called Kurchaloy, one of Kadyrov's pet projects has been the rebuilding of a Muslim college on dusty Ramzan Kadyrov Street. Students take a break after class and spill into the main courtyard next to a giant picture of Kadyrov wearing a Muslim skullcap. Inside, teacher Ruslan Hizriev repeats the praise of Kadyrov, but pressed about his real attitude, he changes his tone. What can I tell you, he says, quickly glancing up and down the corridor. You know what's going on as well as I. Back on Grozny's streets, Chechen journalist Hedda Saratova stops what she's saying to praise Kadyrov's government whenever security officials appear within earshot. After they walk away, she says Chechens have little choice but to publicly toe the official line.
We have to live like this, like it or not. Tens of thousands of us have been abducted, killed, and have disappeared. And now we're forced to say things we don't believe.
All over Grozny, flags advertise the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party ahead of Russia's parliamentary elections next month. Kadyrov says 100% of Chechen voters will support the party. Kadyrov denies he's built a cult of personality around himself and dismisses accusations people live in fear of his private militia.
The people love me. I've banned putting up my portrait several times. But what am I supposed to do? They want my pictures to be there.
Kadyrov also denies he'll manipulate the elections, saying Chechnya doesn't need opposition parties.
Why should we create an opposition if the government is going in the right direction and the people support us?
Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News.